The Hanging Stranger by Philip K. Dick. Ed had always been a practical man. When he saw something was wrong, he tried to correct it. Then, one day, he saw it hanging in the town square. 5 o'clock. Ed Loyce washed up, tossed on his hat and coat, got his car out, and headed across town towards his TV sales store. He was tired. His back and shoulders ached from digging dirt out of the basement and wheeling it into the backyard. But for a 40-year-old man, he had done okay. Jane could get a new vase with the money he had saved, and he liked the idea of repairing the foundations himself. It was getting dark. The setting sun cast long rays over the scurrying commuters, tired and grim-faced women loaded down with bundles and packages, students swarming home from the university, mixing with clerks and businessmen and drab secretaries. He stopped his Packard for a red light, and then started it up again. The store had been open without him. He'd arrived just in time to spell the help for dinner, go over the records of the day, maybe even close a couple of sales himself. He drove slowly past the small square of green in the centre of the street, the town park. There were no parking places in front of Loyce TV Sales and Service. He cursed under his breath and swung the car in a U-turn. Again, he passed the little square of green, with its lonely drinking fountain and bench and single lamppost. From the lamppost something was hanging, a shapeless dark bundle swinging a little with the wind, like a dummy of some sort. Loyce rolled down his window and peered out. What the hell was it? A display of some kind? Sometimes the Chamber of Commerce put up displays in the square. Again he made a U-turn and brought his car around. He passed the park and concentrated on the dark bundle. It wasn't a dummy, and if it was a display, it was a strange kind. The hackles on his neck rose, and he swallowed uneasily. Sweat slid out on his face and hands. It was a body. A human body. "Look at it!" Loyce snapped. "Come on out here!" Don Ferguson came slowly out of the store, buttoning his pinstriped coat with dignity. "This is a big deal, Ed. I can't just leave the guy standing there." "See it?" Ed pointed into the gathering gloom. The lamppost jutted up against the sky, the post and the bundle swinging from it. "There it is. How the hell long has it been there?" His voice rose excitedly. "What's wrong with everybody? They just walk on past." Don Ferguson lit a cigarette slowly. "Take it easy, old man. There must be a good reason or it wouldn't be there."
"A reason? What kind of a reason?" Ferguson